CQ, CQ, calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the script on the RSGB's own web pages. Good morning, it's Sunday the 10th of April 2016. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. New RSGB General Manager appointed, Ofcom revises licence guidance, new De-Expedition Fund trustees. Steve Thomas, M1ACB, has been appointed as the new General Manager of the Radio Society of Great Britain. He will join the staff on Monday the 11th of April. Steve has been an active volunteer with the RSGB for many years and is presently the Regional Manager for Region 12. Graham Coomber, G0NBI, will remain in place until the 30th of April, ensuring a smooth handover. Ofcom have revised their guidance notes relating to the UK amateur radio licence. The document should be read in conjunction with the licence and is intended to help licensees understand and comply with the licence terms and conditions. It can be downloaded from the Ofcom website or via the shortcut tinyurl.com/ofcom-ar-figures2016. The RSGB sponsors HFD expeditions to the rarer counties through a fund that is supported each year from proceeds of a raffle held at the annual RSGB convention, as well as income from legacies and donations. The Society wishes to put on record its thanks to Colin Thomas, G3PSM, who's stepping down as a trustee of the fund after 19 years, and welcome two new trustees, Martin Atherton, G3ZAY, and Gordon Rowland, G3USR. Details of the fund are on the RSGB website under the operating tab. The 89th RSGB AGM will be held in Glasgow on Saturday the 23rd of April, starting at 12 noon. Arrangements have been made for members who are unable to attend the AGM to cast their votes by proxy. For details, go to www.rsgb.org/AGM2016. Please note that online voting closes at 12 noon on the 21st of April. Whilst the Society encourages members to vote electronically via the website whenever possible, if you require a postal vote, please call HQ on 01234 832702. Lunch will be provided for members who notify their attendance in advance. Please register using the form on the website. The April-May edition of the online Radcom Basics is now available to RSGB members and was emailed to subscribers last week. It contains features on receiving transmissions from the International Space Station, part two of the feature on making homemade coaxial trap antennas, getting your first HF award with International Marconi Day, and a look at JT65. Radcom Basics is aimed at new amateurs and those who may want to find out more about aspects of the hobby that they've never considered. You can find out more about Radcom Basics and subscribe to the publication section of the RSGB website, www.rsgb.org. The Martin Lynch Training Academy is hosting an RSGB Train the Trainers session in Staines-on-Thames on Saturday the 23rd of April. The course will run from 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. and is free for RSGB members. Train the Trainers is designed to encourage and support anyone delivering foundation, intermediate and or advanced license classes who is not already a professional teacher. It's a fun day delivered by three enthusiastic professional teachers and keen radio amateurs, who between them have over 50 years' experience in the classroom. To book a place, please email steve@hamradio.co.uk. World Amateur Radio Day, observed every year on the 18th of April, marks the founding of the International Amateur Radio Union in 1925. Radio amateurs worldwide will take to the airwaves to celebrate amateur radio's contribution to society. The IARU has provided a World Amateur Radio Day poster that can be downloaded from www.iaru.org under the Operating tab. Amateurs are encouraged to promote their activity on social media by using the hashtag #WARD2016. The surprise visit to North Korea by Dom3Z9DX last December, where he gave a demonstration of amateur radio to local officials, has been given approval for the DXCC credit, The call sign used was P5-3Z9DX. He made in the region of 785 QSOs, and it's hoped that further visits may be possible in the future. Now for details and rallies and events in the coming week. Today, the 10th of April, the NARSA exhibition will take place at Norbreck Castle Exhibition Centre, Blackpool, FY29AA. The venue has car parking as well as disabled facilities. There'll be a talking station, and Morse proficiency tests are also available. Highlights include trade stands, bring and buy special interest groups, and an RSGB book stand. There's a licensed bar and catering facilities. More from Dave, M0OBW, on 01270-761608. Also today, the 10th, is the 32nd Yeovil QRP convention held at Digby Hall, Sherborne in Dorset. DT93AA, doors open 9:30, admission £3. Traders bring in Brian club stalls plus a programme of talks. Contact Bob Harris by email to wjh069@gmail.com. Next Sunday, the 17th, the West London Radio and Electronics Show will take place at Kempton Park Racecourse, Staines Road East, Sunbury-on-Thames, TW165AQ. The venue has free car parking and disabled facilities. There will be a talk-in station and doors open at 10 a.m. with disabled visitors gaining access 10 minutes earlier. Other attractions include a trade stand, flea market, bring and buy, special interest groups and lectures. A raffle will also be held. Catering is available on site. Details from Paul, M0CJX, 08451 650351. The Andover Radio and Computer Boot Sale will be held on the 17th of April at Tangley Village Hall, Wildham, Andover in Hants, SP110JE. Doors will be open from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. with disabled visitors gaining access from 8:30. Admittance is £2. There will be a bring and buy, car boot sale as well as trade stands. Catering will be available on site and there will be a raffle held on the day. More details from Paul Phillips, G4KZY, 077573-8200. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS News, Radcom, or on the website, please email details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for DX News, compiled from 425 DX News and other sources. A team of operators will be on the air as EP2A from the Gilan province of Iran between the 16th and 25th of April. They'll be using 160 to 6 metre bands except 60 metres, using CWSSB and RTTY. They'll have four stations on the air, QSL, YL2GM or Clublog, OQRS, either direct or bureau. Brian, GW4DVB, will be active as J88PI from Palm Island in St Vincent and the Grenadines, NA025, from the 12th to the 22nd of April, using an Elicraft KX3 and a KXPA100 with 10 metre verticals and M0CVO multiband dipole. He plans to operate on the 6 to 40 metre bands, SSB only. QSL home address, cqrz.com. Listen for Bill, K2HVN, working as 9Y stroke call sign, on the island of Tobago, SA009, from the 4th to the 26th of April. He'll be working 40 to 10 metres holiday style. He'll be operating SSB and CW, QSL via home call only. He won't accept LOTW. CQRZ.com for info. Operators Helen RC5A and Yuri RM0F are going to the Maldive Islands, AS013, where they'll be active as 8Q7CA and 8Q7FU, respectively. Between the 17th and the 30th of April, they'll work the 160 to 6 metre bands using CW and SSB, QSL home calls direct or bureau, or the OQRS on Clublog. Alex, W1CDC, will be active as 8 Radio 1 Alpha from Guyana from the 11th to the 24th of April. This will be holiday style activation of 80 metres to 10 metres, mostly CW, QSL home call. Yacek, SP5APW, will be visiting Koh Rong San Loem Island in Cambodia from the 12th to the 18th of April. Its call sign will be XU7AKC and the IOTA reference is AS133, QSL Club Log, OQRS. Now for special event news. No reports of special event stations taking place this week. Contest news. Today, the 10th, the first 50 MHz contest takes place from 0900 to 1200 UTC using all modes, the exchanger signal report, serial number, locator and postcode. Also today, the 10th, the UK Microwave Group second low-band contest takes place from 1000 to 1600 UTC using 1.3 to 3.4 gigs bands, the exchanger signal report, serial number and locator. On Tuesday, the 432 MHz UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes. The exchange is the usual signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday, it's the turn of the SSB leg of the 80-metre club championships, which runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC. The exchange is signal report and serial number. On Saturday the 16th, the International Sprint SSB contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC using SSB only. 3.5 to 14 megs bands, the exchanges both call signs, serial number and name. The Worktal Britain Data Modes contest takes place next Sunday the 17th of April using the 3.57 and 14 MHz band, the exchanges signal report, serial number and WAB square. There are two separate contests, one for RITI and one for PSK, and you'll need separate sets of entry sheets for each. The PSK contest is from 1400 to 1600 UTC, and again from 2000 to 2200. The RITI contest is 1200 to 1400 UTC, and again 1800 to 2000. Both are split in two periods to allow for good propagation on 20 and 40 metres in the afternoon and 40 and 80 in the evening. Entries need to be with the contest manager by the 8th of May. Full details of the WAB website, www.worked-all-britain.org.uk. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4DDK. It's beginning to look as though we're getting an early taste of the upcoming solar minimum. The sun currently only has one small sunspot group, and at the time of writing, there were no new spots coming up behind it. The solar flux index hovered into the low to mid-80s this week, giving a noontime critical frequency of 5.9 megs on Tuesday and 5.2 megs on Wednesday, as measured at Chiltern near Harwell. These figures suggest that the maximum usable frequency over 3,000 kilometre path struggled to get up to 15 metres, although FT4JA on Juan de Nova has been audible on 12 metres at times. 40 metres was only open to Europe and beyond after losing its valuable inter-G capabilities. The Earth was hit by yet more plasma from the solar wind in the early hours of Friday, sending the K-index up to 5. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will decline further to about 80. Unsettled geomagnetic conditions are predicted for the 11th to the 14th, thanks to recurring coronal holes on the solar surface and high-speed solar wind streams. We suggest you get your HFDXing in on Sunday before the onslaught from the solar wind. VHF and propagation now. It'll be another unsettled week, with low pressure being the main driving force behind the weather, and therefore we're not likely to see any enhanced conditions on VHF or UHF due to tropo. There is, however, still a very good chance of further heavy showers, some thundery, and these big clouds can produce good rain scatter paths on the gigahertz bands. We mentioned last week that April is the time to start looking on 10 metres for sporadic E openings. There were indeed some fleeting European 10 metre sporadic E paths logged on the various cluster sites last week. Admittedly, some of these have been beacons and skimmers, but it's worth putting in a human presence on 10 metres just in case an early season paths are accessible from Britain. As the moon moves away from perigee, degradation on the EME path will increase throughout the week. The increase will be approximately 1.9 dB by next weekend. The early part of this week will be favoured by small EME stations. The 2016 Lyrids meteor shower peaks on the 21st and 22nd of April. A noticeable increase in meteor rates can be expected from about the 16th of April. And that's it this week from the propagation team. That's all from me until next week. This file was originally used for reporting local news, but I don't do that anymore. You can find local news on the RSGB's own website. I do reserve this space, though, possibly for use for extra files as and when needed.